There's a funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. There's a funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee.
I've never been to a Yellow Bird production San Carlos dance. No, so I don't know that this isn't.
No way we'll let him in.
Not just saying
no
you could.
Not funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee.
You'll have to Google this to go
Grandma's
listen to the whole.
His dear and
I will. Okay. That's good.
Yeah, just the things that would likely happen to a slave reindeer that might land in a teepee.
Uh-huh. And where did we find this?
I don't know. It's been an office favorite for the last couple of years.
All right. Here are a couple things going on around the state. If you have been listening to us all year long and have the home in good shape and you've packed on a few extra calories, here are a couple of great ways to go burn it off. At Cave Creek, and while I'm going through a couple of these, if you'd like to get online, go ahead and call in 1-888-767-4348. We'll get to Darlene with a question she has from her home in Cave Creek here in just a minute. This actually occurs in Cave Creek. It's called the Luminaria Run. It's a 5K, and it is an out-and-back course that's lit on both sides by luminarias. The 5K begins at sunset and ends with a view of the city lights, not to mention the chili and the fry bread there at the finish line. That would be a great little way to burn off a few calories. A little 5K walk lit by luminarias through the beautiful Sonoran Desert up there by Cave Creek. And then we've got one here called the Soulmates up in Prescott. You actually start at the Peavine Trail in Prescott. Entry fees $5 and a new unwrapped toy for local children's organizations. And then the runners get a free pancake breakfast of eggs, pancakes, sausage, and coffee, cocoa, and juice at the finish line. So you can burn it off and pack it back on. That's the Soulmates Holiday Toy Drive 5K 1 mile fun run and pancake breakfast. You can check it out at SoulMatesUltraRunningEvents.com. Soul, as in the soul of your shoes, S-O-L-E, souls. So there's a couple of events that can help burn off a few of these calories. Let's bring Darlene into the conversation, and that'll allow us to open up a line for anyone else who'd like to get in at 1-888-767-4348. Miss Darlene, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I am fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Super fantabulous.
Great. I was just curious. I was listening to you talk to this gentleman about his electrical bill, and just a comment you made was about good. You're not on balance payments. I'm wondering why you said that.
Well, I believe if I could be king for a day, there's a couple things I'd do as it relates to the relationship between utility companies and homeowners. The first thing I would do is greatly simplify the bill so people could understand what it was they are looking at. It really does take an expert analysis of that bill for you to be able to interpret the data that is there for you to read. If we put you on a balance pay program, it becomes much harder to interpret the information. We've actually gone and corrected some people's homes that were burning excessive amounts of electricity, and they weren't able to. And then they would call me back a month later and say, "Well, Rosie, my bill's exactly the same. It didn't help at all." Well, just hang on and let the bill pay reconciliation audit process catch up to you, and you'll see it. If we're not on that balance play, and I understand people's budget, I get it. You know, if you can't take that big spike in the summer with the big high electric bills, that's fine.
But like you said, it lets you know there's a problem. The water company would never do an equalizer because you're going to have water running down the street forever.
Yeah.
Well, that's just water going down. You're going to fix that water leak. Well, if you don't see that hole in your duct just blowing cold air into the attic, it's going to take a long time for you to see that on an equalizer with your utility company. So think of it like a water leak. It helps you identify a problem that may exist.
it gives you real, not being on the balance pay, Darlene, gives you real-time information about what impact you're having on the consumption of utilities based on home improvements and or lifestyle changes. And that's very hard to see when you're on the balance program. So we appreciate the call. Appreciate you telling us how super fantastic you're doing on this wonderful Saturday morning. I'd be doing super fantastic as well if I was holing up in Cave Creek, Arizona.
Now, if we're still in Rosie's King for a Day world, are you going to continue on your other points that you would change between the utility company and the homeowner, or are we going to move on?
Well, the biggest thing I would do is simplify that bill, because it's almost impossible to interpret it by an average homeowner. We've actually done, how many shows have we done on how to read your utility bill? I bet you we've done about five or six of those over the course of the last 3 or 4 years. It's very, very complicated. And the comparison, like Charlie was saying, the comparison with other people in your neighborhood, that's a modest way of trying to establish a comparison for you. But there's much better ways to do it, by total kilowatt consumption based on square footage, number of occupants in the house. Is it a single energy or dual energy home? Does it have a swimming pool? Does it have an outbuilding? All that kind of data, you know. And you can, and if you get with SaveWithSRP.com, there's a lot more information on that website that will help you a lot for the SRP customers.
And utility companies don't know the age of your air conditioning equipment.
Right.
And like he said, they don't know how many people live there, blah, blah, blah. Thumbs up or thumbs down on smart meters, electric meters?
Well, you know, there are some people that say smart meters are radioactive and actually cause brain cancer for the people that live in there. I think the people that feel that way are kind of conspiratorial prone homeowners.
Mm.
I'm not scared of the smart meter at all.
Okay.
Not even a little tiny bit. And I think the amount of information you can get from a smart meter makes it infinitely, imminently worth the effort the utility companies are going through to give it to you. So I'm a fan. I know there are a lot of people that aren't.
Jesse in Tucson, welcome to the broadcast, sir. How may we help you?
Hi. I've got a problem with the garage door. Yesterday, I had been in and out, and the last time I had shut the door, and then when I came back home, I opened it, and then I couldn't shut it anymore. And I don't know what the problem is. I checked the beam, because that's usually been the problem before.
Yeah.
Something was in the beam.
Yeah.
There, obviously, if it works a little bit, it should. It couldn't be an electrical problem, I didn't think. So I don't know why it won't shut.
And it's an automatic garage door opener.
Right.
And when you have it open and you walk through that beam, does the light go on?
The light go on.
Yeah.
No, it never did.
Oh, it never did. Okay. Have you removed the plug from the receptacle in the ceiling and tested that outlet to make sure you've still got power?
Well, it wouldn't respond at all if it didn't have power.
So when you hit the button, what happens?
Well, on the remote control, it goes down about a foot. It stops, like there's something in the beam, because it has that.
Oh.
And then it retracts.
And are you confident the beams are hitting each other? Not just because there's nothing in the way of the beams doesn't mean something didn't knock the beams out of alignment.
Oh, I didn't check that. I didn't think of that.
Now, and which way does your garage face?
It faces towards the north.
Okay, all right. Then it's not the other. Because sometimes, if you're at a particular angle, the sun can hit those eyes and throw them off as well, particularly if you're facing east or south.
And my garage was north, and I had trouble in the winter just because of the tilt of the earth. So, or was it the summer? I can't remember.
It was the summer.
And if any of you that are listening have that problem, then the next time you finish a roll of toilet paper, you just take the cardboard liner that toilet paper came on, and you slip that over the eye, and then the light that's coming from the sun blocking that eye fixes that, you never have that problem again. Now, Jesse, I can tell you, you're very fortunate because we do have a garage door operator repair company. It's A Authentic Garage Door Service in Tucson. They actually serve basically the entire state. Daryl's a great guy, the owner of the company. And for you, Jesse, the number would be, of course, 520-740-1050.
If messing with that beam doesn't solve your problem, give them a shout. They can help you out.
There's a roller that's out of cattywampus or something that's giving it so much resistance the door's thinking it's hitting something. That would be the other thing that would be
track
causing
got it. Bent while you were messing around yesterday, accidentally hit it and didn't notice, something like that. So if you can't figure it out with the beam, give him a shout.
Is Jesse still on the line? Can I ask him one more question? Hey, Jesse?
Yeah, I had a question about that. What about lubricating the, it's a screw type, it's not a chain type of opener.
Okay.
Would lubricating that help that?
Well, it might. Can you release the garage door and does it drop fairly easy?
Yeah, I that's what I did. I released it and pulled it down manually.
Okay, and manually it came down fairly easy, not like it hit any resistant points at all?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure it's your light beam.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
So you think that needs to be realigned?
I would tell you that's where I'd start, and then Jesse, I'd call A Authentic and make sure you get the right lubricant recommendation, because you don't just want to pour any grease on there. It gets hot and drips all over your car and makes a heck of a mess. So
right. Call. Well, I've done that. But
yeah.
How do you manually align the beams?
Well, it's just really a matter of getting down there. All I've ever done is just kind of eyeballed it, and I don't know how healthy that is that beam is going in your eye. But I just kind of align it and have somebody else pushing the button on and off and just see if you hit a sweet spot where it starts working.
If you've got some kind of laser pointer or those new laser levels that they come out for hanging pictures on the wall, you know, if you got some other beam that actually shines up on the other
mirror.
Side.
How about if you got a mirror?
If you got a mirror,
you could put in front of the receiver unit and point it to where it hits the middle. That's what I would do.
There you go. Mirror would work. Just a little fidgeting. That's all. Fidgeting and timing with two people really helps, because you don't want to fidget down here, go up there and hit the switch, and it's easier with two people. Even using the controller in your hand isn't always the best, because you're trying to use your hands to adjust the light and see the beams.
There you go, Jesse. Appreciate the call from Tucson. I know you're having a great day in beautiful Tucson, Arizona.